Beginning current daf, instead of the shvuz daf chavzayin, beginning daf, can tell us how to begin with the gemara lekayim a mitzvah potter. Well, if you swear to fulfill a mitzvah potter, shoyi bedin shu chayiv, where logic would say that you'd be chayiv. That's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. That's one girsa. But the kuntras garis, which are the girsa we have, kid divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. But like garis divrei, we're showing the misnitin the ketoni potter. It's actually Mishnah tells the potter, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira have a chayiv. Ketoni lekama misnitin, like the Mishnah said later on. So how would you say divrei? But the Riva, how you narrowly came girsas asvarim. No, Riva wanted to maintain the girsa that's divrei, not kedivrei. That is, the Moedah Behuda, actually Behuda agrees, benishba shaloi lechol nevela. Someone swears not to eat non-kosher. V'achal that he eats, the potter, that you actually are potter. Because they ain't a sechal lissa, it's already prohibited. Another issa does not take effect, even though it's quote-unquote nishba lekayim as a mitzvah. Well, el nami parach, so to the more previous stuff, chavgimah beis ask, abin nevela, says, mushba v'im har sinai hu, you already have an oath, mashmat sounds like a man the polik, no one disagrees on that. Because v'davka b'lekayim ha-mitzvahs, specifically regarding fulfilling mitzvahs, gugin leisha basukka, elechal matzah, to sit in the sukkah, to eat matzah, that's mechayim b'bidu v'huda, that you're obligated in that oath. What's the difference? V'tayim v'kadam b'nadam, like the most in dom l'avchaz m'naf, minayin sh'nish bo'in l'kayim ha-mitzvahs, how do you know that you could make an oath to fulfill mitzvahs? Shemak says the post, nishbati b'kayimah, I swear and I'll fulfill. So b'chanam, mechayim b'lekayim carbon. So saying, yeah, it takes an oath that you'll be chayim carbon. V'chis v'yishami. Says the Yishami brings the b'shalah ich nevela v'ochel. If a guy swears not to eat nevela and he does eat it, might be the potter, but you would agree that you're potter. The item mechayv, because you would think you would hold that you're chayv. Listen, it should have said, loy, im amarta b'shvus harishus. No, Chama should have said, wait a second. You could say this, that you're obligated by an optional oath. Shekin osa balav kehen vehen kalab, that it goes both ways. The no is like the yes, and this like a no. Taime b'shvus mitzah, what are you going to say with a shvua of a mitzah? Shaloi osa balav kehen vehen kalav. Pirish, what does that mean both ways? Hein kalav, yes like no, meaning sha'ichon nevelos, that it's regarding eating nevelos, kamo shalo ichon nevelos, like not eating nevelos. And it doesn't say that. It only says, shekin osa balav kehen, whereas b'shvus mitzah, shaloi osa balav kehen. Rather, it's evident that Yehuda holds that you're potter. And Bahashta gets in the Divrei Yehuda shop, it now makes sense. Divrei Yehuda, Dako, Midrei Yehuda ben Maseir. This is what he's saying. Lekayim mitzvah potter, to fulfill a mitzvah, you're actually potter. Taino that is Shalach Nevelis, where he also agrees. But Yesh Malkim, there is a place, Shabbatin Chayiv, that you would be liable. Kren Le Shabbatsukkah. That's Divrei Yehuda ben Maseir. And that's why he said that by Rishus, she can also balav kehen, specifically regarding that case, because like we're saying, there's two types of nishba lekayim esa mitzvah. Peter Maseir agrees that if you swear not to eat nevelos, you can be potter, and he doesn't disagree only when you swear to sit in the sukkah. So it's only that it's not lav kehen, where it doesn't apply by when you're swearing not to sit in the sukkah, and that's the wording there is precise. Next, this master begins the Gemara, mitzvah shemushba lemahar Sinai. It says, if you have to do rishus, then for sure you have to fulfill what you're commanded from Har Sinai, which is tesis tame, it's a wonder. Mehai time and nami, so then with that same reasoning, amayin es achalis, so why do you say the prohibition does not take effect on the pre-existing prohibition? And be'im, mishum dielfin beper kolbas, and if it's going to say, because we'll learn a chun nafka v'gimel beiz mebemesi b'kich aluhu, that he dies because he desecrates a proselyz, which is a that excludes if it's already desecrated. But if what we learn out from that is the koin tome shachu truma tameya. That if a kohen does tummy, that eats truma that's already tummy, he's potter, so you learn that the issa is not chal issa. And if that's the case, so you have a limit for that, say, echa ben kabo chaymer. So how is he making kabo chaymer out of that? Name issa she in the chal issa yechich. He says, say, well, I mean, that should disprove this kabo chaymer and say it's not, as you see over there. So Tais does not answer that question. Next Tais Matta begins the Gemara, Tamalay Melahar Lehetiv. Says Tais Ach Dirasha, this Dirasha that we're learning it out, that it cannot be a Dvar Mitzvah from Laura Lahaitiv. Obviously, it's last Kriya B'kiva, because the Ledea Marin La'el, according to him, we said in the Chavav, in the previous daf, the Darsh B'ribui Me'utei, we said, my miyut, miyut Dvar Mitzvah, so we know it from the miyut, not from the comparing Lahar Lahaitiv. Next, it says, Mazda begins the Gemara, Mahatava Roshos, Pirish, in other words, She'inu B'bitl Mitzvah, which, obviously, if doing, it's not nullifying a mitzvah, V'chum Farsh L'kamon, because then there wouldn't be Hatava. So it's something optional. Next test master begins Gemara. Abi nishba lahar lasma. We're coming to include if he does bad to himself, which kulei habavah letzricha. That's unnecessary. I mean, this is what we're saying. It's dvar rishus. Elash mina. Rather, we come to tell you parenthetically, the other mishur lachbal baatzmai. The person's allowed to injure himself, so it's considered dvar rishus. The plukti b'achev, which is machleikis and babakam dav tzadik avam base. Next says Mazda begins the Gemara Nishbal Har Lachem. Some swears to do bad to others, which Hakba Benamli Tzifa. We know that it's a Dvar Vera. And rather, Mishum Seifa, it's because of the Seifa of the Empress, the Bela Rebuya HaTavas Achem, which could want to include from the word Oy, that you are obligated to do good to others. So then the Nikolazer would set the case of doing bad to others. Next says Mazda begins the Gemara Dilma Dvar Mitzvah Ksivi. Maybe it's referring to Dvar Mitzvah. Pirush Tais explains. Ask Dvar Mitzvah, meaning that not just Rishos, but also Dvar Mitzvah. Aval Ein Lefarish, don't explain that the Gemara is asking Dilma Dvar Mitzvah L'chud Ksi, but that it's only to Dvar Mitzvah. You can't say that because when we come to come on from the Bat, the Gemara says later in the Eli Amrit, B'dav Dvar Mitzvah Ksi, but if you're going to say it to Dvar Mitzvah, my meat, what are you excluding? What do you mean? V'leim Adami Dvar Rishos, maybe excluding optional things. Rather, it's obvious to the Gemara, obviously it's referring to optional things. Where to do bad or do good obviously refers to someone's own physical self, and therefore that was never an option that is not going to be included. The question was if it's also Dvar Mitzvah. The next verse is the beginning of the Gemara, maybe it's talking about Dvar Mitzvah, which Kroy Lahara, that means to say when the Pasuk says to do bad, would be kagoyin lo eichel matzah, would mean like I'm not going to eat matzah. Shehara gemura, that's a total bad meaning. Shemadil gufa, it's bad for his body because he's not eating. Well, nafshe, and for his soul because he's not performing a mitzah. And ulhetiv, to do good, that would be kagoyin eichel matzah, which I'll eat matzah. Shehatav gemura is total good. Shemadil gufa, nafshe, doing good for his body that he's eating, and for his soul that he's eating the matzah, which is a mitzah. That's the masmaschal to begin the gemara. If that's the case, well, you're comparing Hara and Tava, not only Dvar Mitzvah doesn't make sense, then Dvar Shas also doesn't make sense. Rotei says, Tame, it's a wonder. Dvar Shas Meshkach is a Shapir. What do you mean? If you're saying optional thing, it does make sense. Hara Dumida Tava, Va Tavi Dumida Ra. Why? Rotei explains. You should read it like this. Maha Tava, just like doing good, She'ena Bebitla Mitzvah. It's not regarding nullifying a mitzvah, Mutala, something you're allowed to do. Dimly came because I'm not. Lava Tava, he's not doing good. Afarra, so to doing bad. She'mutala, something that you're allowed to do. Go in Loy Eichel, Kikazu, like I won't eat this loaf, which is bad for the person. O mahara, and just like bad, shein b'kim mitzvah is not regarding fulfilling a mitzvah. Shein chayvelasas, meaning you don't have to do. Avatava kin, so doing good is the same thing. Kagun oichel ki gazu. They'll eat this loaf. Demalonu lahakish legamri achiksha hatava gufa harahi hara gufa tavahi kivin she on the mitzvim lashvaisim. So this is bothered. It says, why do we have to totally compare them? Achiksha tava gufa harahi, that you can ask, oh, the good is the bad, and the raw gufa tavi. Keep it short, the mitzvah. You could equate on some level. Why are you making like a totality, and then you're asking that, oh, it doesn't make sense? Next time, to begin the words, from the fact that we need oy, l'rabbas atavas acherim, to include doing good to others. So obviously, we're talking about optional things. So it's a wonder, because imkin, if that's the case, lama lahulu rabban lamei masnitin, why do rabbis have to say in the Mishnah? Toyim b'shavu is mitzvah, what are you going to say, shavu is mitzvah, shalos sabalav kehen? Oh, that can't be what the Pasuk Toma, because it can't be yes and no. When we take biglei, very simply, the lahara, when it says to do bad, lo marri divan mitzvah, it's not tov ma divan mitzvah, because mitzvah oy lo rabbas atavas achem, and the fact that you need oy to include doing good to others, would be not tova dumin dara, and you need to compare the two of them, the divan rishos, which obviously it's optional. So it's a lot of perche, it's not a question, because the Nehi Dekim, the Kim Mitzvah like Sivach, because although fulfillment of Mitzvah is not written over him, but it was learned out from a Kavuch Haimer. So in other words, there's really like two steps, because, yeah, the Pasuk is not referring to Kim Mitzvah, but Rabbi Yehuda Maseir learns it out from a Kavuch Haimer to prove that it's not possible that such a Shavuot take effect. So you have to say, because it doesn't apply with Lavahan.